I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Things aren't looking good for American pastor Andrew Brunson's case in Turkey. Brunson was serving the Turkish church when he was arrested a year and a half ago on false charges of terrorism and espionage. On April 21st, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said if the United States government wants Brunson back, they have to extradite Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric Erdogan believes orchestrated the failed 2016 coup. Open Doors USA's David Curry says
he's using this need to have revenge on a political rival as a reason to hold hostage Pastor Brunson in Turkey.
Brunson had a court hearing last week, and the next one slated for May 7th. Pray for Brunson's release and that his faith would be strengthened during this time. And in Niger, malnutrition affects up to 50% of children under the age of 5. A Christian Aid Mission ministry partner started a medical clinic and is providing nutrition and immunizations to 11 villages. That means their work is touching the lives of about 450,000 people. Christian Aid Mission Sarah Simba explains.
This clinic is supervising and helping with different nutrition programs in at least 13 health centers. Their vision was to establish an oasis of hope for mothers and children by providing to them holistic health services. They strive for excellence in increasing and creating awareness through preventive health services, education, health education, and many, many, many community outreach.
So let's be praying for this ministry as they also plant churches. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.